Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me.
Feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry. So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
How to tell you goodbye? You don't bring me flowers
Despite what some would have us believe, there is no way of predicting the future. As far as large groups of a population is concerned, what can sometimes be seen is broad indicators, but even that is difficult when it comes to the individual. The important thing to remember is your future is not set in stone, written in the stars, or revealed by a deck of cards. Your fate is not somehow predetermined, because we are not the puppets of some divine, all-powerful being. What would be the point of free will? And why would we even bother to set goals and work hard if the outcomes were already decided? It is possible, however, to see a little further down any given road in the same way that your car's GPS shows you something of the road ahead. When you are driving, you might exercise your free will and decide to change your route at any point. And so, what lies ahead will also change. There are two important things to remember about the future. Firstly, and most importantly, you and you alone are the architect of your future. Secondly, that future is constantly being remade right now with every significant choice you make. Like the patterns in the kaleidoscope, action causes the image to change, causes the potential to change as well. Knowing these two things should give us a cause to pause and think a little deeper about what we are doing, where we are going, and why. We all know no person is an island. We don't exist in isolation, so the actions of those around us will have an impact on us. There is also this idea of a collective or societal future, the future of your community or nation. This you have less direct control over, but what can be said is this. No matter what choices others make around you, and no matter what situation you find yourself in, the choice as to how you respond remains firmly in your hands. You do not in any way have to be moved this way and that by the decisions of others, which you may not agree with. You can still stay on track no matter what. For example, a doctor may be greatly valued and live a wonderful lifestyle, full of everything he wants and needs. Then let us say his country is invaded and all he has owned is destroyed or stolen. Overnight he goes from wealthy to impoverished. But he is still a doctor. No one can take that from him. No one can take that which he knows, and no one can strip him of his values either. So he still has the option of continuing to tend to the ill and injured, even if he has to do it so under war conditions. Don't waste your time and money attempting to predict or have someone else predict your future. The only result of such a process is illusion, false hope, and sometimes bitter disappointment. Set about creating your future through careful attention firstly to your own thinking, because the quality of those thoughts is key. Look at replacing a bad habit with one that is healthier, rather than fighting against something you want to eliminate. Never declare war on anything, and that includes your habits. Remember that which today you call a bad habit was just yesterday something you enjoyed. So look instead at developing a replacement habit, and in time, you will find enjoyment in this new habit, and the old one will simply fall away without effort. The art of living is indeed an art, but it is also a science. Develop your own mind power to anticipate and sense the path ahead. Send your imagination forward in time a little, and also learn how potent feelings are and to what degree you can trust them. Your future is all about the development of your own potential, so you need to develop personal power and strengthen your decision making. Do not trust your fate to a card or any star or the words of a future teller. Be the master of your own destiny and take full responsibility for it. Sometimes the decisions we make lead us down a path to a point of pain or discomfort. Pain, be it physical or mental, exists purely to warn us. Its role has nothing to do with punishment. Pain tends to make us stop or at least slow down. Sometimes we may find ourselves literally stopped in our tracks. Use the timeout to advantage. Reevaluate, review, and perhaps take up new interests or renew a lost interest. To develop resilience, persistence, fortitude, and through it find personal peace and joy requires real effort and is related to your choices in life and not the actions of some overarching force we know nothing about, imposing its will invisibly on everyone.
Join us again next week for more musings.
Diversity on air.